I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1336, The Heart Test. If you can fog a mirror and you're over 2 years old, then you've been wrong in life. The question is even bigger, though. Now what do you do? How do you try for reconciliation? And even if you're trying for reconciliation, what does it look like? And how can you even know if you're on the right track? We have some scriptural help. Matthew 5, 23 and 24 gives us instruction on what to do when you've wronged somebody else. And Matthew 18, 15 to 18 helps when someone has wronged you. There are all kinds of questions about reconciliation. Tomorrow we'll look at the heart that alienates, but today the positive side. How about the heart test? As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments, loving God and loving others. It's really easy to love others when they love us. It's real easy to love others when they don't hurt us. But what do we do when there's a need for relationship mending? The heart test comes from June Hunt in her work, Biblical Counseling, Keys on Reconciliation. When it comes to reconciliation, she asks us to ask ourselves 8 questions, and she gives the scriptural support for the questions. What I'd like to ask you to do, podcast family, is think right now of someone that you have a hard time with. Maybe somebody that you're right now on the outs with. And listen to these 8 questions, and then as you hear them, just answer yes or no when it comes to you and that person. You got the person in mind? Are you ready? Here we go. Question 1. Do my actions demonstrate love toward my oppressor? Matthew 5:44, love your enemies. Question 2. Do I speak well of that person? Luke 6:28, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Number 3, do I do acts of kindness toward that person? Romans 12:17, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Number 4, do I have a forgiving spirit toward that person? So it's one thing to want to do it, but what's going on inside? Matthew 6 says, if you forgive people their sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. Number 5, do I exhibit meekness toward that person? Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth, Jesus said. Number 6, do I show deference toward that person? Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Here's the hard part, but consider others better than yourself. Number 7, do I pray on behalf of my oppressor? Matthew 5:44, pray for those who persecute you. And finally, do I focus on eternal values when I think of them? Paul wrote to the Colossians, you've been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. In your heart, have you ever said, I'd be willing to forgive if he would admit he's wrong. I would let go of the past if she would just say she's sorry. No, that's not what this is about. Conditional acceptance is an attitude of the heart. Here's the great question. How'd you do? Are you in sync with all 8 of those questions in the heart test? Which one needs the most work on your part? Let's pray. Father, we come before you seeking your guidance and strength as we strive to reconcile with someone who's hurt us. Lord, we acknowledge that forgiveness is not always easy, but we understand that it is essential for our own healing and growth. And we pray right now for the right heart and mindset as we embark on the journey of reconciliation. Give us wisdom to see past the pain and the hurt and to recognize the humanity of the person who caused our pain. Help us to understand their perspective, even if we don't agree with it. Give us courage to let go of our anger and our resentment and our grudges. Help us release the burden of unforgiveness, knowing that it only holds us back from experiencing the fullness of your grace and peace. God, teach us to forgive as we've been forgiven. Give us strength to communicate effectively and honestly during the reconciliation process. May our words be filled with love, kindness, and desire for healing. Help us to be good listeners, seeking to truly understand what the other person's feeling and experiencing. And may your peace and healing flow through our lives as we seek to reconcile. And may our actions bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1337. In the meantime, tomorrow we'll tackle a bit more of this vital topic when it comes to love. It's easy to love another person if they love us first. But if they don't, let's not start by looking at what they're doing wrong. Let's start by looking at ourselves. Let's start with the heart test.